Nas, you're good.
We'll just cut it off. We're good. Yeah. New Andy Mineo. Words play. Streaming on all DSPs right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's called Shibuya Roll.
Shibuya.
I'd be a terrible mixtape DJ. I would be terrible. I'm telling you, man.
Yo, we gotta make a song. I mean, I know
we've been
tried
saying that for how long now?
For like a year.
It's been longer than that.
We
like, ever
tried.
Since we started DI.
Dude, I really want to, man. Like, I've been doing, like, listening to a lot of Latino Christian rappers, and they go hard, bro.
Yeah.
This is a guy that I like. His name is Almighty.
Oh, oh yeah. We played him on the podcast before, I think. All right. Well, we can't play this whole song because I don't want to get sued. So.
Yes, sir.
But yes.
Yo, what's up? Welcome, guys, to the ET Podcast. My name is Eric.
And I'm Trey.
Let's do this.
And this is episode 82.
That's right.
My. We have come a long way.
We have. And go ahead.
We've been consistent.
So. And synchronized, as you guys can see.
Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, so today we're going to talk about our devices too.
This was a requested episode from you guys, our loyal listeners and followers and friends. And
exactly.
You know.
And thank you for definitely sharing your thoughts and cooperation for, you know, get this done. I mean, even though, I mean, this is still Listener Appreciation Month. And
yes, this.
This is part of it.
Yeah, this is actually the last episode.
Yeah.
I believe so.
No, I think we got one more, 29th.
Let's see.
Yeah, we got one more.
Okay.
29.
I was wrong. I jumped the gun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And then after that, we got a great guest as well on October 1st.
Yep.
So that's
guest.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome too. Kind of nervous. I haven't seen them in a while, so it's going to be fun. But yeah, I think it's going to be great. So
yeah.
So, yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. And as promised, today we are doing Devices Part 2.
Yep.
And this is a series from our first episode, Devices.
Before we start, can I share one thing?
Go ahead.
Actually, can I share two things?
Go.
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to play this just because it's hilarious. Now, we're talking about devices, and devices can be used in the wrong way, but this is one of those good ways, and it's hilarious.
Bad.
I just want to play this because it's probably about to get deep. So just to lighten the mood going into the deepness, whatever. So here we go. And it is not playing.
Yeah, because you have this off.
Oh, whoops. Okay, now here we go.
You said you act like you're ready, but you don't really.
Actually, this is somebody doing a dub over of Usher singing his song.
Yeah.
And it's if Usher was Dominican.
Okay.
You said you act like you're ready, but you don't really know. And everything in your past, you wanna let it go. See, I've been there, done it, been around. After all that I had,
this is
what
I found.
Nobody wanna be alone. If you touch by the words, then baby, you got it, babe. When you on the phone, hang up, and you call it.
I'm dead.
Oh man, I've been watching that nonstop, and that's what I was singing when you came in. I was
Yeah.
Oh man,
well, yeah. I mean, that's a great way to use your device. Obviously, nowadays, you know, it's a lot of social media thing out there. A lot of... actually, you know, crazy thing. My brother went viral with one of his soccer videos. Like,
really?
They put up his video in, like, this, like, big brand, Instagram page, and he has like over like 3 million views. Jeez. Or whatever. So that's crazy. Like, out of, you know, from one day to another, you just can be, you become famous, you know.
Let's give it up for Esteban.
Yeah, man. Shout out for Esteban. I'll put up the link so you guys can see the video.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. He I guess kind of famous now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, man. That is crazy.
Yeah. And I mean, he had that video like 3 years ago.
Oh wow.
And now it's getting viral. So
jeez.
That's why right now, you know, we're being consistent.
Yeah.
So, hey, you never know. One day to another, it can change your lives. Mm-hmm. But the point of this episode today, I know we've been doing a lot of chit-chatting for 5 minutes, but...
It's like the old days.
Right.
We had like a 20-minute introduction.
But getting to the topic, as you guys know, obviously you guys can fast forward not listening to our chats unless you like our voices. But anyways... 6 minutes in now. Devices. The topic today, obviously, it's talking about situations that we are facing as of COVID, you know, the Black Lives Matter movement, the things that as quarantine has let society go through, I guess,
mm-hmm.
such as, you know, depression, domestic violence, even like suicides, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even just an increase of, you know, fornication and all those crazy stuff that come along with not knowing what to do. One, not having a purpose in life. And two, just being home without any type of, how can you say, like any type of help or
guidance.
Or guidance, yeah. Mm-hmm. As Christians, I guess, you know, we can find our comfort and such through God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. But for those that don't, like, who guides them to do certain things?
Mm-hmm.
And since things are now accessible to humans, you know, and it's been proven, I think I mentioned this before, that everything humans have created has led for, it's kind of like everything that is created could be for our own destruction.
Yeah.
If not taken care of properly.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, because even like, let's say even these, like this devices, this podcast, this is what we have. Obviously, you know, we've been constant and been doing it once a week. But even then, like sometimes, you know, to a point where we get up there, even that alone could bring us destructions because mm-hmm. we will have a lot of priority into our work mm-hmm. and leave all the priorities like family, like mm-hmm. wives and all yep. that. And that can bring a destruction as well. Or even just, you know, becoming famous somewhat
mm-hmm.
can bring some type of destruction as well mm-hmm. with many things like money, you know, you will have access to everything.
Right.
But how, like, I guess it's kind of like, not like kind of like an interview, how, you know, from the time that we talked about devices till now, for you, Trey, how has it impacted your experiences with, obviously, before and now with this pandemic?
Well, I'm definitely watching a lot more like gameplays and stuff.
Right.
Like, I haven't been in quarantine at any point, but everybody else has been making a crap ton of like content and stuff. So right. I've been watching a lot more video game plays. And another thing too is like, I've also learned a lot. I've been trying to use it for good. You know, I've learned video editing. I've learned audio editing, processing or whatever.
Right.
I've learned a lot of stuff. I've started, you know, my second podcast.
Right.
Or I'm not even, I got to stop saying podcast because I don't want to limit it to that. I started the Cosmic Carolinian. I mean, I've just mostly been trying to use it for good. There's been a few times where there's been a few things in my life that have been irritating. And I just kind of thought about just kind of like firing off mm-hmm. on social media, just posting
Nice.
And like adding people and like all types of stuff, just like going off
right.
about stuff. But I did not do that.
That's
I
good.
Restrained myself. So yeah, it's mostly I've mostly been using it for good, learning a lot. You know, I've been watching a lot of YouTube content and stuff, mostly on tutorials right. and stuff like that.
That's good.
And building my little workspace.
That's cool.
Slash studio type thing. And yeah, starting on my next project. So I feel like I've been productive, especially within the last 2 to 3 months. It's really been like kicked into another gear.
That's good.
So yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Well, for me, obviously, I mean, it was a huge change going from working at a, you know, at a location to now, you know, being at home, which honestly, I mean, to me, it's been a bit stressful because I'm like downstairs in my dungeon, has no windows. I'm just like surrounded by, by computers, by my phone, my iPad. You told me
that earlier when we was talking on the phone this morning. I was like, dang, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, like my, like, you know, I brought down a TV, video games, you know, and sometimes because I feel like I go insane, I put, you know, nature soundtracks with, turn on the TV on and put like a foresty background.
Because you hear streams running and stuff.
But, you know, it's crazy. You know, and one of the things that we, you know, for me, it's been stressful, but, you know, trying to do things to limit that stress because, you know, as we go through this quarantine, we've seen a lot of things. One of the topics that we wanted to talk about as well, you know, is about, you know, the obviously with this episode is the social media impact in society. You know, with all of this devices, I mean, when we say devices is obviously any type of outlet of media platforms or whatever.
The Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's true. Dude, that's crazy. And as one of the things that we saw in important thing, you know, with this, obviously coronavirus, when it went crazy, it spread out so fast more because of the social media. And the chaos that it brought to a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that because of social media, that's why we did not have toilet paper in Walmart or
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's mass hysteria.
And
but the fact and we said this a few months ago when we was doing, you know, like episodes about everything that was going on. But it's like your priorities are messed up. That's the first thing you worry about is like, how I'm gonna wipe my butt. Like,
issues. But a lot of things. I mean, a lot of things went out of shelf. Like, you're talking about like the essentials, like toilet paper, any cleaning supplies, you know, food, meats, you know, all this stuff. Like, it went so crazy because people panicked. Like honestly, in social media was a huge part of it, and even the news, you know, like you know, everybody, this is so, you know, I was watching this video of like this and I don't know, obviously the how, you know, the credibility of these two sources, but in one source, I think it was CNN, that I was talking about, like, you know, how in New York, you know, there was multitudes of people that like all the hospitals were packed and that they were bringing in trailer trucks to like carry the dead bodies and such. And they were talking about you know, the masses surrounding this hospital. And then there was this other guy, you know, in his channel saying, there's nobody here.
Right.
You know, it's like, there's no one here. Like, so like the media is literally, you know, it's all fake news. It's just talking about this, you know, making it such of a big crisis, but there's literally no one here.
Right.
So, you know, and it's still like unknown because nowadays, like right now, everybody's outside. Like if coronavirus doesn't exist.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, so it's like, and now it's not projected as much as before.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing too, like with George Floyd, and you know that sparked the protest and all that.
Right.
One thing that I saw that they were trying to do, so I guess they use it as like a scare tactic to make the riots and stuff stop. There's like, oh, the coronavirus is going to spread even crazier now and all of that. And they were saying that. But if you look on the news and stuff, most of them people had on a mask. Like at least the protesters, they're I'm not, the rioters are irresponsible. And I said it before, I'm torn in between the two. I understand why they're rioting, but it's not right. So I'm just kind of, I don't know, whatever. But the protesters are responsible. First of all, they're not causing chaos and stuff. They're marching and they're bringing awareness to a tragedy that happened. And most of them had on masks.
Mm.
Most of, like, anywhere you saw people that were protesting, not rioting, protesting for Black Lives Matter and for George Floyd, for justice to be brought to that case, most of those people had on masks.
Right.
So the fact that the media was like, oh, this is going to cause coronavirus to spike and blah, blah, blah. And all, I was like, man, shut up. Like,
right.
You know?
Or like, even them just projecting the bad about it, you know, like the riots and such.
Like,
I never through this time, I did not see any, like, you know, calm protests, which there were plenty.
Right.
But, you know, they always wanted to project the bad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, social media, you know, I guess if you get sucked into that whole, you know, it really drags you in because, you know, and the reason why we're saying this and starting to talk about this two issues is because those two issues really affected not just this city, this community, or the state, but throughout the world. And, you know, obviously we see a little reflection of what the world is going through in here in our hometown. And the reason why we're, you know, brought this two topics and such and is because all of this affected the way how people would think and how it's affecting them now.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, we can say it started affecting them psychologically, you know, we're like, let's start off with the coronavirus. It's like, oh man, I can't go out anywhere.
Right.
We're stuck here. The world is going to end.
Right.
You know, a lot of people lost their jobs, which that losing job alone and feeling powerless that, you know, there's no money coming in.
Yep.
A lot of depression, hunger, a lot of crazy stuff that, like, honestly, humans, when they face a situation, we will do whatever to survive. Mm-hmm. Meaning that either we're gonna rob, kill, you know, do certain crazy things just to, you know, to survive. Imagine a father losing his job and having to support five of his kids. Like, what do you think he's gonna do?
I knew a guy.
Did you?
He had five or six kids, and I was talking to him, and he was saying he was a bartender.
Right.
And he was like, you know, I mean, we're good. I save up tips and stuff and put it away, so we're good. But this was like when everything first started getting shut down.
Okay.
So I don't know how they managed through this whole year, pretty much. So I don't know, but yeah, just an instance like that, because it was him, his wife, and then I think his wife was pregnant at the time too. So
yeah,
it's just like a situation like that, though, is just like,
yeah,
especially for the husband, the man of the house or whatever, it's like, what am I gonna do?
Right.
Like, you know.
You know, and with that, obviously, it increased a lot of you know, domestic violences, divorce, you know, suicides. Because, I mean, you know, feeling powerless and not being able to do, especially, like, I mean, I've not personally, but I've heard stories of, like, fathers that even not without this crisis, but when they lost their job and not having food, for their kids, I mean, the only way out for them, if they're not health, like, mentally balanced and such, is like, all right, I'm just gonna kill myself and let my problems leave.
Right.
Which in a way it could be selfish, but imagine leading a person all the way to that extent.
Right.
It's insane. You
That's
know,
like the bleed out option, you know, on like Call of Duty Zombies. It's like,
Is there
not? Do you wait for your teammates to pick you up, or do you just press the bleed out button and you just respond later. Whatever. Anyway, sorry, dude, that was a sidetrack.
No, but yeah, I mean, and devices and such, all of those media outlets have influenced a lot mm-hmm. in society and for, you know, for people and even us. And it's been tough.
Yeah.
It's been tough if you know, if one is not, you know, like I mentioned this, I feel like humans have to have things, five things perfectly balanced as of emotion, spirit, physical, mm-hmm. Mentality, and spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Or actually, I did say one, you know, financial, spiritual, physical, mentally, and emotional. There you go.
Yeah.
In order to, you know, to survive life. But if none of those things are well balanced, if one right. is affected, then mm-hmm. the rest is affected. Because if your spiritual is not affected,
mm-hmm.
then your mentality, your physical, and your emotion is going to be affected. Mm-hmm. If your finances are not is not well, your even your emotional and your physical will get affected. You know, if your mentality is not, your spiritual, so it, like everything gets connected.
Yeah.
And that's what we're starting to see nowadays. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are just falling into the trap and,
mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a bad cycle because as humans, you know, you tend to continue with that habit.
Yeah.
And you're just going to be numb to all this stuff and you're just right. going to be doing, you're basically self-destructing. And at any moment, boom. Right.
It, especially if you're sitting there on social media all day looking at negativity. Not only did we have, we lost people this year. Mm-hmm. We had numerous deaths, people that died. We had, sorry, I lost my train of thought. We had numerous deaths. We had riots and more police brutality and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it's political season too. I'm just going to go ahead and say this.
Go ahead.
We about to lose a lot of people once I say this. Like, we about to lose followers.
Got it.
I hate politics.
Yeah.
I do not believe in voting. I said it. Go ahead, unsubscribe, follow us, whatever. The reason why is more of, it's not even a conspiracy theory to me. It's proven. So I don't like talking politics under any circumstances. And I'm also not one of those people who complain when a politician do something either, because I don't vote. So whatever. Hadn't admitted that publicly, but now I am. I don't care anymore. I'm sick of seeing politics. Every time I'm on YouTube, I get a ad about Joe Biden or President Trump. I'm so sick of it. The government does not care about us. They don't care. I don't know why people put so much emphasis on voting and all it is. It's like your vote is literally just a suggestion. Just because they give you your vote. Yeah. They say your vote counts, blah, blah, blah. It's a suggestion. It's like, okay, we see what you're saying. You know, let you think you have a little bit of power, you know.
That is
the American deep. People. It's like, you guys have power, but really you don't. So it's like you vote. You're like, okay, we see that. We're going to pick this person instead. That's what I feel like they do. So.
Like everything is already staged.
Yes. What is the point of voting? I don't see the point. If there's somebody out there that would like to democracy. Change my mind or whatever, I will have one conversation.
Democracy.
That's it.
I'm democracy.
Whatever. I will have one conversation, but that's it. So
if you want to schedule your debate with,
there's nothing to debate. I've seen what was up since I was old enough to know so. So, yeah. So I am so sick, and this is one of the weirdest political years we have ever had, because when you say everybody has been affected by social media and everything else has been going on too. Even politicians have been affected.
That is true.
And usually they're like, nothing bothers them. Like, you can't really do anything. Like, nothing can really affect them to a degree, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost like everything else that's going on doesn't exist. They ignore everything, but they couldn't ignore this.
Like what?
everything, like other issues, like stuff going on in third world countries. I mean, stuff going on in this country. I just found out about so much, like, it was like depressing when I heard it. There was a lady that was me and Denise were talking to at church, and she was telling us about all the sex trafficking stuff that's going on in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Like up in Duluth. Apparently Duluth is like a high
a hot spot
for like sex trafficking and stuff. And like apparently, now I don't know how much truth there is to it, but she said that the Asian community in Minnesota has a large part in that.
That's crazy.
So
yeah,
I don't know if that's true or not. That's what she said. I'm not saying that. So I don't know. But like stuff like that, like we have all these sex trafficking issues. We have people that are still homeless. If all the billionaires came together, threw their money together, they could end homelessness and still have billions individually to themselves.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's
there's
a scroll of issues that we have within America and as well overseas and in other countries. Indonesia, they have a sex trafficking issue. I mean, I heard about, there was stuff like they are harvesting kids' organs and stuff, and then selling their body parts and stuff to like people who are buying, who need like ligaments and stuff on the black market. Like, it's all types of crazy stuff. So like politicians turn a blind eye to all of this stuff, and then you want to vote for these people.
Or like the fact that both Trump and Biden, they were accused of pedophilia.
Yeah, same.
I mean, yeah, it just crazy things that you see in social media and things that, in a way, it impacts everybody, no matter how big you get. That's why, you know, with our message to this is to basically, for one, to be mindful of what they do online. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, not to fall for lies. I mean, obviously, at the end of the day, everybody has to do research.
Yeah.
But you have to actually do research. You cannot just say, oh, yeah, I know this. Nah, like, right. Actually look at different sources. But even then, the scariest thing is that most of these sources could also be a lie.
Exactly. And and the book of Revelation said that this would happen.
Yeah.
you know.
And I mean, because everything is just like, you know, everything is owned by someone.
Exactly.
So, you know, anybody could be biased to a specific thing, you know. So that's why it's crazy to think that, you know, even though, you know, it talks about, you know, being safe and this is the safest place in the world. No, it's not. It really isn't, because there's a lot of things that affect human. I mean, like just here, Americans, and they're all time high.
All right.
They're in an all time high. And we're the most, you know, people that are out there. Like, I feel like we're just guinea pigs in a testing, you know, lab. But that's the reason why, as an individual, you have to be grounded. If you're a believer, be grounded on the word, because if you want to talk about news, if you want to know what's actually going on with the world, read the Bible. It'll tell you.
The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. So everything that's going on, it's true. When you know, when people say history repeats itself, because the same stuff that we're dealing with is stuff that they dealt with back in Jesus' time, or, you know, in Moses' time, or Abraham's time.
And it's just a cycle. It's just a cycle. And that's the thing. And even the world itself has, like, the earth itself cycles back and shifts over.
Mm-hmm.
It does that.
Right.
So as humans, you know, what makes you think that we don't do the same? It's always the same thing, but in a whole different story.
Right.
And that's, you know, our message, honestly, just like we talked, like me and Trey, just being informed. And if you want to be informed, well, in the Bible, because as we all know, I highly believe that this is the end times. And if you're not purified, if you're not ready, dude, you're going to stay. And this is honestly the beginning of torment, the beginning of pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are two ways, you know, as Christians, we are saints. You know, the one one saint is the possessional holiness. I mean, we're holy. So there's a possessional holiness, which, like, once you accept Jesus Christ, you automatically become, you know, separated and sealed, you know. But then there is the progressional holiness, in which that's the one that we have to work with.
Renewing your mind.
Renewing our mind, you know, purifying ourselves, our soul, because when once that trumpet rings, we're out of this place. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to stay to see what's, you know, if you wanted to see news, you don't want to stay.
Right.
So that's, you know, a little bit about our message.
I did want to say one more thing about politics and stuff. So Maul from the Joe Budden podcast made this point, which is kind of sad because, you know, every political season, everybody says the same thing. Get out and vote. We need to be doing this. We need to be doing that. People have been saying that. I mean, even when police brutality first really started too, back in, like, you know, the 80s and 90s, with people saying, we need to get out and vote. We need to do all this and that. But in Martin Luther King's day, they were marching and stuff, you know, the civil rights movement and stuff. They were marching. We still keep saying the same thing over and over. So I think at this point, it will never change. That's why we need Jesus. That's the only solution. He is the solution. Nothing is going to change ever on earth as far as, like, people's mentality and stuff like that. It's never going to change. This is going to be an endless cycle. Dang. Like we were just saying.
That is true.
That was how long ago that Al Sharpton and them were saying stuff, and that was, what, 30 to 50 years ago or something like that?
Yeah.
And things are still probably longer than 50 years, like 60, 70 years ago, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's still the same thing over and over and over and over again. Nothing is changing. What is voting doing? What is marching doing to a degree? Nothing. I mean, you just saw... They still have not arrested Breonna Taylor's murderers. Not the cops that killed her, her murderers. What did they do instead? The mayor of Kentucky gave $12 million of taxpayers' money to her family.
Just to
like be like, all right, here's the money. Shut up. Stop talking about it.
A settlement.
But the cops, her murderers, are still free. Have not been charged, nothing. And they wrongfully killed her. Wrongfully even knocked, and, let me not say knocked on the door, because there was nothing civil about it. And they wrongfully kicked in her door.
And they're using your money to do that.
And they're using your money to pay them to shut up. That's essentially what they're saying.
That's here's like a slap million. On their face.
Here's $12 million. Let's sweep it under the rug. You know, let's just...
That's like all their taxes know. Combined right. for, you know, for their whole entire lifetime. Here, we'll get your taxes back. Just be quiet.
So this is why...
Dude, that is crazy, dude.
I don't care about politics. Don't tell me to vote. Don't tell me to. Because I don't believe in it. So that's my stance on it.
Yikes.
And,
the choice is yours.
And I have chosen that. I have chosen to turn to the kingdom of God. That's who's got my vote. That's right. Jesus.
Yep.
Not Trump.
And we are just
Biden.
We're just foreigners in this
place. And definitely not Kanye.
Although
Kanye does make some sense here and there, I will say. And I do not hate Kanye.
And he would be a great president. I would vote for Kanye.
And The Rock doesn't have my vote either if he does decide to run in 2024.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this was your favorite episode, the podcast. And thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out in SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Instagram.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
And we will see you guys.
Stay safe.
We're out.